Sports Radio.
Believe it.
You're listening to Carib Voice Radio. This is Aubrey, and this is Spirituality in the Mix. Right here on Carib Voice Radio, I have a very good friend that dropped by, and we're going to talk about the spirit in the village. Hey, Maxine, how are you?
Hi, Aubrey. How are you?
I'm doing well. You want to tell some of our listeners who you are? Because I don't know who you are. I've known you for years, but you tell them.
My name is Maxine Alexander. I live in Brooklyn, New York. I'm a Jamaican native by birth and a visual artist. And yes, I've known Aubrey for quite a number of years. We met at an event, and something about our chemistry and spirituality and how we vibrate kind of just brought us together. And we built out some friends in common from both sides of the network, and we're still friends. We are like really, really good friends, sharing thoughts and ideas and, you know, some secrets too.
That's true. That's so true. You know, as I was talking to you, we've spoken a lot in the last couple of weeks because we're doing some work in the community. We've been doing work in the community for a while. And in
what you call God's work.
God's work. That's true. Because it's something that we felt needed to get done, and we've done tremendous things. And we are at a point now in our community where we are seeing a lot of different behaviors. We all endured COVID for over a year. You were in the heart of the battle in New York City. I'm here in Atlanta in another spectrum of community. So tell us, what do you see? What do you think is going on with the spirit, the mindset mastery, the spirituality in the mix of people in our community? What have you seen?
Okay, so one of the things that I observed over time and that we have normalized is our fear of getting to know the unknown, venturing into the unknown. We talk to people who don't have the resources to help us, or, you know, just don't understand, but I guess that person is hearing us, and in some way we're venting, but beyond that, we don't venture out into the unknown. The other thing that I observed, which saddens me, quite frankly, is this normalized behavior of always want to one up on each other. We say something, but it doesn't really mean anything other than just saying it, because maybe it sounds good. I don't know. But the issue with that is, if you're the brightest person in the room, then what are you learning? Like, how are you learning? Are you there just to teach? And that's one of the things that I've observed. As someone who likes to learn, I'm always observing and listening. I'm also a chatty catty because I like to share. So I just wanted to, kind of just put that out there, that I'm a chatty catty. I love to share information, but I don't particularly have patience for the crap. So come true, come correct, because if your goal is to come with a farce, or, you know, some pretense, it's going to start registering on my bullshit radar. And then I'm just going to just, like, move away. And, like, one of the reasons why I actually had called you was I was on my way home about an hour ago. And as I leaned out of my Uber and looked, observed, you know, coming up the corridor of Utica Avenue from Fulton, was that a lot of Caribbean restaurants, more than, you know, I've lived in Brooklyn for many years, more than the normal amount, has kind of pushed back into the blacker enclaves. Some of them were here in Flatbush where I live. And I believe that it is not by chance. Because, yes, it's okay to go where you're comfortable, but sometimes you got to become uncomfortable in order to grow. You got to become, well, I've learned that in my life experiences, that the places where I am most uncomfortable are the places where I've had the most growth, are the places where I've learned the most. And so we have to become uncomfortable, being in the unknown spaces that make us a little bit uncomfortable until we get comfortable. And as soon as we learn these spaces and have solidified ourselves, we should be looking to move into another space for growth. And if we're not willing to do that, then I personally, and you know me and I know you, that I can't call you singing that song and you can't call me singing that song, because, you know, I won't tolerate it from you and you won't tolerate it from me.
That's true. We've known one another long enough to know how to engage each other. So we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back. I think that with all the stuff that's going on, people need to recognize how beautiful they are. Huh? Stick around. We're going to come right back.
Okay.
All covered in their glory. See the stars in the sky as they shine so bright to tell a beautiful story. So how can I wanna take my life when
you listen to Care Voice Radio? This is Jose Hines coming your way, beautiful reggae style. So right here on the Edutainment Station.
And a mom thinking stick, ready to make that fire. So how can I wanna take my life when this life is so sweet? And how can I wanna say goodbye when you gave me a voice to speak? Oh, oh, life is beautiful.
Life is beautiful. That's right, we got some fresh air up in here. Yeah, we're back up in here with the show. Maxine!
I'm here.
Why are you hiding in New York? You sound like a New Yorker.
Well, I'm a hardcore New Yorker. Take the bus and the train and walk, honey.
Yeah, looking to get some fresh air, get back into the swing of things, and really rekindle the spirit, you know? So,
Yeah, as we were on break, and I was thinking about when you talk about the spirit and doing these things, and I wanted to share with your audience something that they might know but might not know about you. So when I had first met you in this many moons ago, you were the one who introduced me to working online, working remotely. Working. So you were one of the people who were on the forefront of virtual working. And I had started to tiptoe into that space. So, and we're talking about back in the day, it was Skype and MySpace. And I never looked back. And now looking, here we are, 2021, COVID hit, and everyone had to just pivot, like, immediately and try to catch up. Some people are still scrambling to figure out this online thing. But because of you, long time ago, pointed me in that direction, I was able to just kind of, you know, deep dive into what will program look like, what kind of programs will I create for this space, because I already had familiarized myself with the space.
Yeah, that's true. Thanks for remembering that. You know, and we were doing a lot of different stuff. We hung out on Staten Island, and just talking about the spirit of people, I remember Gracie, and I said to you, I'm doing some stuff at Time Warner. You said, well, what are you doing? I said, just come. And you jumped over there. How did you get over to Staten Island anyway? you took the bus and the ferry.
I used to drive. Drive, and you know, it's so funny because every Saturday, that it once a month when I came to STV, I would pack up a bunch of Caribbean people from Barbados, Trinidad, Jamaica, Guyana. I bring the whole Caribbean posse.
I remember the whole idea of having a bunch of very gifted artists in the studio doing different things, and with Gracie, and Gracie really pulled you out of your comfort zone.
Oh yes, she did, because well, two things. One, she ensured that I got on mic, on television, in the chair, but she also ensured that I learned the work from the eye of the camera person. So I had registered and did the course and was able to become a television producer that not only did I write a script, but I knew how to shoot. I knew how to be in studio and work the cameras and set everything up. So on both sides of the fence, I knew how to do the background work. And I also was thrusted in front of the camera to sit and be interviewed or to interview. Such a wonderful spirit. And so privileged to have crossed paths with you. So I had the opportunity to have met her and to have learned a lot while she was alive. She was no joke. She was quite a force, like a firebrand. And I love firebrand because I'm one. We come together. People might think we need water, but no, we don't. We love fire. We like it the hot because, you know, fire can burn everything down and things become new again.
Yeah, yeah. Somehow I felt like that's how, what Gracie used to do to you. you know, speaking of that, you know, I think Grace saw a lot of this. And now Kenny, who taught us a lot in the studio, he has Hub 17. And he's a part of the virtual world now. Online in so many different ways with television, radio,
I remember my last Christmas show that I did out there, right? I left my very expensive stilettos in Kenny's drawer because Grace decided that I was to get on camera, work the cameras. And so I came off fancied up to be on in front of the camera to be, and then when that was over, I was drafted to go and work the cameras, and I had to take my shoes off and stick them into a tennis drawer, and because of that, I forgot.
But
I forgot my shoes in Kenny's drawer at work that day. And that was the last time. But for those, you know, we're talking about Grace. Her name is Grace Ferranti, a tower of strength of a woman who used to be a travel agent. I think that's how she met Aubrey. She used to book cruise and trips to the Caribbean region. I ultimately met her through Aubrey, of course, who... Aubrey shared who I was, and she said, bring me out. And we would do the Christmas show. But I think Aubrey, for me, as a visual artist that specialized, and now I'll call myself an expert within Caribbean programming, from the cultural space, doing the show of that went to the soldiers in Iraq at the time was very, very special to me that we were able to represent. I remember one year Ian Forrest and I, Ian is now at UE, came back to the Caribbean, lives in Jamaica now. Ian and I were singing Christmas carols. As part of the act, when we ran out of things to do, Ian and I were singing, and I was like, oh God, those poor soldiers, what the hell were we thinking?
Do you realize that it's 10 years today? Not today, 10 years in June the 26 or something like that, that Grace would have passed on? And in the back of my mind, it's 10 years.
It's really hard to think of her as gone, and the reason is because there's so many cherished memories. She came into my life at the time I was building Brooklyn Caribbean Youth Festival, which took off like a bat out of hell after the first year, and I was so scared. And she really grounded me into standing in those big shoes that I decided I wanted to put on and didn't know how to walk in. Grace kind of put me at a place where not only did I learn to stand in them, I learned how to walk in them. So when I think of her, I don't think of her as gone. I see her as still present in my life because I learned so much about being present, being uncomfortable in spaces, becoming comfortable in spaces I normally will be uncomfortable in, daring to be in places that people might think I do not belong, doing things that I doubted that I could do. So when I think of her, I still feel her as being here because I learned so much being under her.
Yeah, Grace was a teacher. And you know, I met Grace when I was looking for something to do in terms of how can I help community. And I spoke to the Boy Scouts of America, ended up in the project starting Scout Troops. Grace was my second stop. I did a PS 57 in the hood. And then I moved on to Grace. And when I walked in the evening for my first meetup, I had on a pair of shorts. And she started laughing. She said, where are you from, Bermuda?
I remember her telling us that story. I remember that story.
Yeah. So, I mean, speaking in terms of the, you're going to be doing some stuff in June with your incubator program. You want to share a little bit now?
All right, so I'm going back again. I'm a visual artist. And so when Caribbean American Heritage Month was first coming along, someone gave me a call in 2005. And here I am today still thinking about how many years are we in with Caribbean American Heritage Month? 16 years?
Just about that, yeah. Just about.
Yeah, so here we are approaching 16. I think it's about 16 because it's 15, 16 years. Because the first official one was 2006, right? So I through the work over the years, I created a Caribbean arts and culture incubator project, which is not totally formalized because as you put, you know, the scaffolding around the foundation that you're building, you're constantly looking at approaches, throwing things out and bringing things in, but never ever missing Caribbean American Heritage Month. So through this particular project, I created Dancing on the Plaza. I've created More Than One Story. I've created many programs. However, my Caribbean Heritage Month program has now been going on for, this will be my fifth year. Last year, I put a pause. We all know why COVID hit. My community needed me. I had to figure out how I could help myself, help my immediate family, and then how I was going to help my immediate community. My community was suffering. And I thought about myself as an artist. So the first place I thought about was, what can arts do to help us heal, to help us acknowledge, just help us move through. We're very resilient people. Then after that was done, you know, did all the fundraising that I could, did the this, did the that. I had to now look, it's like, okay, 2021, I cannot not have a Caribbean American Heritage Month program. That will be 2 years. And I have virtual space and I have platform. So with the Brooklyn Public Library, whom I've worked with since 2006, I will be presenting virtually on the Caribbean Arts and Culture Incubator Facebook platform, Dancing on the Plaza, with dancers from around the region and locally from here in New York. We will present and talk about how we do what we do, the value of our culture to ourselves, to our future, and, you know, how we have, how are we? Like, you know, we're artists and arts help our community to heal. The thing that is most significant to us is our cultural heritage. And I remember when COVID just started, everybody was reaching for grandma's remedy, the drink, they're mixing up the garlic and the onion and the ginger and all the bush medicine that they could think of because they felt that this was going to ensure that they didn't get COVID. So everyone wanted to strengthen their body and build up resistance. And so the dance, the songs, the Africanization of who we are mixed with all the other pieces that help to make us the resilient people that we are now, that we could climb through this needle hole, Mr. COVID, I call it. I don't know if men say Miss COVID, but I know that I says that Mr. COVID. So COVID has come, carved out his space, and really gave us a cut ass in, you know, can I say that?
Yeah, it's the truth.
Okay, so COVID gave us a good cut ass. And my way of fighting back, it says, okay, I can take the lashes, you know, I'll be battered and bruised, but I'm coming back. And so I wanted to share with our community things that are feel good things for us, our cultural heritage, our dance, our music, and share it not only from my perspective, but with other artists, because I'm not a dancer and I'm not a singer. I've tried singing on live television. I don't think it went well. But I am damn good at writing a program that is relevant, that is enjoyable, that will make sense, that the community will embrace. And the other thing that I'm really good at is creating partnerships and building networks that help me to make these partnerships bring these kind of programs, that the feel-good programs that we all love, that we want to remember, the traditions we want to pass on, passing down the generation, that I can make this happen. So that's what I will be doing with the incubator project for June, Caribbean American Heritage Month. I wanted to do June 1st. I always did some, my program was always on June 1st. Unfortunately, this year it is June 2nd. But, you know, not so bad, right? You don't get it on the first day. You get still blessed to be able to do it in the first week. And we hope to have many people tune in, stay, enjoy the program, ask questions at the end of it, chat with, maybe you're from St. Kitts and we have a person on our panel who will be from St. Kitts, or you're from Haiti and you want to, you know, hear from the people from Haiti or Jamaica or Barbados. So we, you know, in addition, come July, I'll be doing something for the first time on Talk and Landship. Oh, and I'm so excited. I am truly excited because for more than 10 years, I have been chasing down things to put something from Took. I have done Big Band. I have done Haitian. I have done Trinidadian, Jamaican, St. Lucia, Guyana. But I've not done anything specific to Barbados. This will be my first time. And as you know, Aubrey, one of Barbados' most celebrated, iconic person, while not born in Barbados, but he's definitely iconic because he wrote the national anthem for Barbados. His mother is a native of Barbados, no other than Dr. Irvin Burgee, who passed away 2 years ago, was my mentor, and I was in lockstep with him for 15 years. That was my run the road partner. We're running the road together, you know, until he was at the ripe age of 92, when he couldn't run the road that much anymore. And then, you know, I let a car pick him up, but we will still go out, and his steps were a little slower. So I'm sure that I will be putting a little something in there around Island in the Sun and, you know, Deo, because that's the song of the song that everybody across the world knows. And that will be July 28th. Then moving into August, I have something that's coming up. I think I might be going to Jamaica. We'll be hooking up with Screechy Dan, the pom pom shots man, with that head girl, the pom pom shots. So, this platform, finally putting some work into it and building it out into monthly programs for the community to come and learn something and share something. I like to learn. So I'm hoping that your audience will show up on Facebook Live on June 2nd, learn something from us, teach me something, interface with me on that platform. I love to hear from people. And, you know, let's keep it popping, like those young people say. I don't know if they still say that, like popping. It could be old.
That's true. You know,
so, that's the thing I could remember when they called, when my, so Aubrey, I still have near 200 young people who still keep in touch with me, and they call me and they say Mrs. A, and they're like, Mrs. A, that's old. And I'm like, oh, what's the newest thing? You know, so, but you know, this is what I can remember. We're going to keep it popping. And so I'm inviting you guys to, if you're on Facebook, like and share CACIP, Caribbean Arts and Culture Incubator Project. We're working on a physical space, but we don't have to stop working. We've been working virtually for quite a number of years, building camaraderie, sharing resources, creating programs. You want to know some of the people I've worked with? Okay, so here goes. Some bragging points, Aubrey.
Let's go. It's the spirituality in the mix. You got to bring it. Tell them like it is.
Okay, so just some bragging points. I've worked with the New York City Department of Cultural Affairs. As a matter of fact, if you go to their website, Create NYC, there's a document that we did that shared some information about what Caribbean artists in the New York space needed. I've worked with the Brooklyn Museum, BRIC. I've worked with Prospect Parks. They have invited me to come back. Brooklyn Public Library, I've had the longest relationship with. I've worked with Hester Street Collaborative. So those are some of the organizations that I've worked with. I've also worked, because of my children, since I have three children, I have worked with the Brooklyn Botanic Garden and have been involved with some of their long-standing programs now, like the Cherry Blossom Festival. Yes, I was part of the crew before it even came to life, helped to put in it together with my children in the background. I have Gourds and Ghouls that they do the Halloween thing that I was a part of that. So I've been in the trenches for a long time. We win some and we lose some, but the wins help us to knock other doors down, and we continue to knock doors down because, like I like to say, Caribbean arts and culture is our community asset, and we need to be sharing it and cashing it because there is intrinsic, instrumental, and institutional value, not just to us. And the most important thing, we can tell our own stories. There's nothing wrong with us telling our own stories. The people who have the resources to help us to tell our own stories, they can help us. They don't have to tell our stories for us. We are quite capable of telling our stories ourselves, but they have resources that we need, so we forge relationships and collaborative relationships and partnerships, strategic and tactical, that help us to tell our story because we tell it best, because it's ours, it's not somebody else's.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
All right, so we're gonna it's true. We got anywhere to get out of here? Any final words?
Final word is stay safe.
That's right.
Oh my God, I cannot say it enough. Stay safe. And part of staying safe is to be aware. We don't know what the next person that we're encountering is going through. So be kind and be grateful.
That's right.
And that's all a part of being safe. And I think one of the ingredients in Aubrey and my relationship. That's my parting word. Stay safe.
That's right. We're gonna get out of here. And we're going to play the song We Up by Coco T, you know.
Thank you, Aubrey, for inviting me to impromptu jump online with you. I greatly appreciate it, and I appreciate the opportunity, and I appreciate you.
Thank you.
And that's the audience.
That's how we roll.
That's how we roll.
That's right. Keep us on the lock.
All right, I'm rolling out of here.
Roll out. Thanks for joining us. Yeah!
Gardez au acte au fiquipé, on la met sophistiqué. Your business to filigé, vulnerability, no make them come TV. Chant a prayer for the backbine, more fire, you know, I grind. Emmanuel start the ignite, everything jump on up, he start take flight. All of a sudden them become the bounce. I want them work and pay the counts. Build up every penny then take the loss. Over poor people's side, them no pass. Your future no bright, them want in your sauce. You live with the king, them a chase the cross. No mind how them speed, still no fast. The enter Zion, you need no gowns. Tell them we up, never down. Good vibes staying around. Tell them we up, never down. I and I trodden the Selassie I saw.
Oh yeah.
Tell them we up, never down.
Yeah.
And we up, never down. I and I never ever wear a frown.
Wicked people in the street, with them killing every day. Innocent blood, I sight them spilling. Tell I man if you are willing to help Kokoti and Jaman, Starkis and Gideon. From the P.I. to the bank of the River Nile, every day Babylon I get the picnic them spoil. Right now I and I ready to start up the Gideon and march out to Babylon. Ready when you're ready now. Go tell them we up, never down. Good vibes staying around. Tell them we up, never down. I and I never ever wear a frown. Tell them we up, never down. Good vibes staying around. Tell them we up, never down. I and I tried in the last night.
Look on the thing, is now your turn. Feel the run up every free time. We are adding nowadays, get gone up. Sunday to Sunday, sundown to sun up. You know, ramp with your thing now for nothing, yo. Artificial in them Gongora. Subordinate to no counterpart. None of real life vessel is a handicraft. Never sees one side now staying part.
Tell them we up, never down. Good vibes staying around. Tell them we up, never down. I and I trodden with his majesty sound. Tell them we up, never down. Every day, never ever wear a frown. Oh, I know. I and I up, never ever 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 down. Tell them we up, we'll never ever ever wear a frown. No. Oh, yeah. Na.
Radio.
Believe it.